It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA 1.
Hello and welcome to the start of another week. It's a Monday. My name is Larry London. We're live in downtown D.C. from Studio 4. And coming up in this hour, we welcome a special guest to our studios. McLeet is on tour for her latest album, When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. We'll talk to McLeet in just a minute. Let's check out a song from her latest album right here on Border Crossings.
Let you find, forget all your trouble, unburden your mind. Along the way, I found Coltrane and Mary Armaday.
Thank you. Wow, sounding great. McLeetu is here in our studios on Border Crossings. The new album is called When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. What were we listening to?
We were listening to a song called I Want to Sing for Them All, and that is my anthem.
That's your anthem. You want to
yes.
sing for them all.
Yeah, you know, so I was born in Ethiopia, and we went to Germany after that, and then I spent most of my childhood in Iowa and Brooklyn, and so my music is like a reflection of the life that I've had. It brings together all of these different places into one sound, and in that song, I'm really calling out my influences, how Muhammad Amud and Prince like sit equally inside
wow.
my ears and my heart, and how Mulatu Astatke and John Coltrane are both in my sonic lineage.
My goodness. And your producer worked with Adele and some other folks as well, I read.
Yeah, yeah. My producer was Dan Wilson, and mm-hmm. he's probably like the greatest songwriting ninja ever. He's co-written with Adele and Pink and Nas, and he also was the band leader of the band Semisonic, which had that hit in the 90s, Closing Time. And I met him at TED. I'm a TED senior fellow, and I met Dan at TED, and we totally connected over like sitting in the front row and taking notes, because you know I'm that kind of listener, and and then we just talked about music for a whole week and became friends, and then 2 years later he produced my whole record.
Wow. What is TED?
TED is Technology, Entertainment, and Design. And if you've ever heard TED Talks, there are talks in all sorts of disciplines. And there's conferences, and then the talks are online and watched by millions and millions, I think by now, billions of,
wow.
of folks around the world.
Well, I saw a TED Talk, but it was a stuffed bear on a big movie, so I don't know. It was a different TED.
Different TED.
Different TED.
That was a different TED.
So how many albums have you had?
I have 3 solo albums and 3 collaborative albums and 1 EP.
1 EP.
Yeah.
Among all of these albums. How long have you been doing this?
I've been singing all my life, mm-hmm. you know, as singers will tell you. Well, actually, I think like every singer's mother says, you sang before you spoke.
Of you course. Know? You sang at birth. You came out singing.
But I have been doing this since 2005 mm-hmm. and touring pretty consistently since 2010.
Would there have been another career choice for McLeetu? Did you have something else in mind in case this didn't come as you had planned and dreamed?
Well, I have a degree in political science from Yale University.
Wow.
And my parents are physicians. So I always grew up with education as a very education and also science and inquiry and experimentation as a very like core part of pursuit in life, but I feel like I've just taken those things and kind of done them differently, but they're still in me as a person and an artist.
My goodness, a degree from Yale. You've been number one on the world charts. You're number one on many different jazz charts around the world. You're an underachiever, I guess.
You know,
wow.
I like to work hard, you know?
Whew.
Yeah.
I can tell. And you know, what would you describe your music as? I mean, you're called Ethio Jazz.
Yeah.
But I think when I listen to your music, I hear much more than just what
yes.
I would call jazz.
Yes, absolutely. So I think of my music as having 3 kind of main pieces or parts. Ethiopian music, which includes rhythms and melodies. American jazz, which includes a sense of improvisation and vocal phrasing. And I think of like a singer-songwriter storytelling and strum. And that is the part of me that is from the Bay Area because I've lived there for 14 years.
Wow. And I also read somewhere where you were influenced, and you talk about the reflection that comes from a lot of jazz music, that Ella Fitzgerald was one of your inspirations. And
absolutely.
She, I mean, there was nobody that could express themselves better in a jazz song than Ella Fitzgerald. And Billie Holiday, another one of your idols.
Yes, yes. The first song I ever sang in public was when I was 12, and it was the Billie Holiday song, God Bless the Child.
Wow.
And that was definitely a big moment. It was like when you have a music teacher in school that really like gives you a space to shine, and he really changed my life.
Do you perform in Ethiopia? Do you get to go back home and do concerts and festivals?
I do. Well, the last time I performed in Ethiopia was in June of 2016, and I did many, many concerts, and I've performed there over the years. Mm-hmm. That's always a special thing for me to be able to go home and do that.
We're being broadcast on Shagar FM, which is a very big station in Ethiopia,
yes.
102.1.
Yes.
So that's one of our affiliates that carries this show. So you can say hi to your Ethiopian homies. I couldn't have said that better.
You know, sometimes words just don't do it justice.
Well, you know, I love your sound. I love your style. And so you're old school because everything I've come across said you were influenced by all the old time greats like Ella Fitzgerald, Billie Holiday, those names. Is there anybody today that you're listening to that's kind of, you say, wow, I'm in awe and inspired by that sound?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I feel like, you know, influence evolves as you evolve as a person. So I feel like I'm incredibly inspired by like Kendrick Lamar and where he's taking hip hop.
Who isn't? Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
And then I'm also inspired by, I feel like the biggest inspirations are always your community, your band. So there's a lot of musicians playing in the San Francisco Bay Area that are deeply inspirational to me. Then there's a lot of musicians playing in Addis Ababa today who are deeply inspirational to me. Jorga Musfin is an Ethio jazz saxophonist who is like, has the spirit of music so deep in his heart and it shines, and like, he's a big influence for me. And then also the ensemble called Ethio Color, which plays out of the Asmari Beit Fendika in the Kazanchis neighborhood in Addis Ababa, is a big, big inspiration. And they're my dear, dear friends. And so I feel like, and they show me that traditional music can be experimental, you know, that innovation, that culture is not stuck in amber. Mm-hmm. And that just because you play a traditional instrument, it doesn't mean that you're not making a sound that is as 2018 as anything you hear on pop radio.
What kind of instruments would you find in Ethiopia that would be hard to get here?
I've been playing kirar, which is a six-string Ethiopian harp, but I do it mm-hmm. different. You know, I tune it different and everything like that. It's hard to get Ethiopian instruments here. Indeed, there's the masenko, the single-string fiddle. Of course, for all the listeners in Ethiopia, they all know this very, 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 very well.
Well, having lived in as many places as you have lived, you have quite a variety of resources to pull on for the songs you create.
That's right.
And you write all your own music?
Yes, I do.
So you draw on a lot of different cultures, a lot of different places, and I'm sure you've got favorite places that you like to perform.
Yes.
As you tour around the world?
Yes, for sure. I mean, I think my favorite places to perform, you know, you can't just pick one because it doesn't work that way. But of course, I love to perform in Ethiopia. I love mm-hmm. to perform in Montreal. The people in Montreal are just like, they're so ready for music, it hurts. It's mm-hmm. just like, they're just like, give me your heart, I'm ready.
And your music is universal because if you go to Montreal where everybody speaks French, you know, your music translates. I mean, they enjoy that. They don't need to speak English.
Well, that's the beautiful thing about music, isn't it? You know, when somebody has an emotion that they're communicating, you know, that's at the human level. That's mm-hmm. at the universal level. So right through the filters it goes.
And Rome, too. You've been to Rome?
Oh, yeah. I played in Rome at a beautiful venue called The Monk. I love playing in Chicago. I had the great pleasure of playing at the TED conference in Rio, and that was quite a trip. The folks in Brazil are, you know, music is just in their every step, in their every step in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
I've been so grateful to be able to take my music around the world.
Mm. And the big jazz festivals, you've done all of them as well. I've read.
Well, not all of them.
Well,
I mean,
well, there's many more to come. But you've done some of the biggest,
yes,
and played
yes,
on the
yes.
biggest stages, the Kennedy Center, and some huge stages around the world, for that matter. And so who have you worked with that you particularly enjoyed working with at a show?
Mm-hmm.
And did they give you any advice, or did you guys click and become friends? I mean, I like to hear the dirt. What's the behind-the-scenes stuff?
Well, I mean, in terms of, like, collaborations, I had a wonderful experience a few years ago where I shared the stage with Pee Wee Ellis, who was James Brown's longtime musical director and is widely credited as the creator of funk music. And he brought me onto a project called An African Tribute to James Brown, and we played at the Hollywood Bowl. And that was, like, insane in L.A. and 20,000 people. And, you know, he was just somebody who really taught me to trust my voice, you know? And And then I've had wonderful experiences with Dr. Mulatu Astatke, who's, of course, the godfather of Ethio Jazz and one of the creators of that music. And, you know, in 2011, he kind of sat me down, and I was playing a show in Ethiopia, and he sat me down and he said, "Hey, so why are you playing Ethio Jazz like we played it 40 years ago?" He said, "What's your contribution to this music? Where are you going to take this music? How are you going to make it unique to your life and your sound and your experience?" He says, "That's what you have to do with your music." And I kind of just sat there with my jaw dropped. And it took me years to process that conversation. But that's where this album came from, that conversation. This album, When the People Move, the Music Moves Too.
All right, what are we going to hear next?
We're going to hear a song called You Are My Luck. And this song is really inspired by a rhythm, a Guraginya rhythm, which is a particular ethnic group in Ethiopia that just has one of the, it's just an amazing, amazing sense of groove and beat. And then we also were lucky enough to go to New Orleans and record with the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, and so they are featured on the horns as well.
All right, let's check it out. Here's Maclete on Border Crossings.
No running away with you, the strength come quick. My friends, they all know, took your time, you were slow, thought you'd never show. But then you arrived with your nebula eyes, and we strolled to the future all blazing and bright. You're my luck, my rise up, lightning struck, you are my outlook. You're my luck, my rise up. I'm sipping my coffee, gliding down the street, spring and sway in me.
Crossings. Maclete, who is in our studios, her newest album is When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. And your music moves people. That's
well,
a great
thank you.
Upbeat, happy sounding song. So where do you get your inspiration when you're writing songs? Let's say you're sitting and you got to put together 12 songs for your latest album. Mm-hmm. Where are you drawing from?
Well, I really rely on like collecting melodies. So it's amazing how in songwriting, it's like a mix of discipline and mystery. So like as a singer, these melodies just show up. They just show up. You know, you're washing your dishes, you're taking a shower, you're walking down the street, and these melodies just kind of start in your head. I just record them. Mm-hmm. And then by the time I get into the studio, I'll maybe have 100 of them. And then I'll listen to them and I'll say, okay, is this a bass line? Is this a horn line? Is this a full melody line? And then I'll start from there. I'll put it into GarageBand or Logic and find a rhythm that really works and then kind of start arranging from there. In terms of lyrics and poetry, that's just something that's ongoing. I'm just always, always, always writing one line at a time. And then also the inspiration comes from like rhythm because, you know, when you're singing, the words have to fit into the rhythm of a song. And so like a rhythm can be an inspiration for how you want the phrasing to go. I guess that's a little bit hip hop too.
So you write the words first?
Both. Sometimes the melodies, sometimes the lyrics first.
I'm always amazed by that when I ask a songwriter, is it melody or lyrics first? And 9 out of 10 say the melody comes and then I can figure out the lyrics later. But there are songwriters who are poets. They used to write poetry growing up or young, you know, and they were inspired by the lyrics more than the melody.
Yes.
So the lyrics were important to several songwriters I've spoken to.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it just goes back and forth. Like sometimes you write a line and you're like, I don't care what happens, I got to fit that line in. And then other times the melody tells you exactly what to say.
So you majored in political science, have a degree from Yale in political science.
Yeah.
How does that come into your music? I mean, do you get political in your songs at all?
Well, you know, I guess I feel like what I'm doing is really in the song title, in the title of my album. Mm-hmm. So when the people move, the music moves too. I'm trying to make music that expresses a relationship between Ethiopia and the United States that comes from the life that I have lived. I'm from Ethiopia, so I am an Ethiopian. At the same time, I grew up in the United States, so I am American. I'm both those things. And I try to make music that reflects that. Mm-hmm. And what I'm saying at that same time is that that kind of story deserves a space in the public imagination. That kind of story deserves to be heard, and I hope that it can be heard through this music.
Mm-hmm. Now, well, I know it was a while back, but do you remember what the biggest change was for you moving from Ethiopia to the United States?
Yeah, I do remember that. I mean, I was very, very young. And in fact, my first memories are in Iowa. But my first language was Amharic. So what I experienced as that big change was something that I felt through my parents, mm-hmm. things that they told me. And I think the biggest thing was just being away from family and how hard that was, being away from this, like really being in an embedded in community that took a long time to rebuild. And of course we have rebuilt it. But like when I was in high school, a lot of my family moved from Ethiopia to Seattle. And so I moved to Seattle after college to get to know them. And that was the first time I was really able to see, oh my God, like this is what we were missing growing up because it was just my nuclear family.
Mm-hmm. And do you go back to Ethiopia frequently? Do you have a home, a second home there? Or?
I mean, I my home there is my family's home. You know, mm-hmm. The last time I was there was in September.
Right.
I was there briefly. And I went for the TED Global Conference. They mm-hmm. brought me to Arusha in Tanzania to perform as part of the TED Conference there. And so, you know, when I go to, if I'm going all the way to Tanzania, like I got to see my aunties, you know, that's just not. So that happened.
Well, you're involved with the Nile Project and you have, you know, other charities that you support. Do you see yourself going back to stay and maybe getting into politics in Ethiopia to help better life in Ethiopia for people?
Oh, no, I don't see myself getting into politics in Ethiopia. No.
Don't want to do that.
No. But I see myself, just as I'm an Ethio-American person, mm-hmm. I see myself as always having a life that will be somehow connected to both places. So my culture, my country, it's an in-between thing. It's mm-hmm. both, and it will always be both and reflected in both.
I went to an Ethiopian restaurant once, and they have this spongy
bread.
Well,
I hope so. You live in D.C.
That's true. I got to go more often. They have this spongy bread and a whole bunch of different meats on a tray to try, and people dip the bread in. I don't know if that sounds familiar to you, but it's a spongy bread.
Injera.
Oh, okay. It was very good. I have to go back for more.
It is beyond good. It is amazing.
Amazing. Well, something else that's amazing is your music and of course, your accomplishments. And I'm reading where you participated with several big name, you know, other big name artists on the United Nations Women's theme song.
Yes.
What was that all about?
Well, UN Women was launching a campaign for gender equality in Africa, and they brought me over to Addis Ababa. That was quite a few years ago, and so we did a concert there at the ECA, the UN ECA, to inaugurate that campaign. And then afterwards, they invited me to join their theme song, and that was a song called One Woman, and I was able to sing alongside Angelique Kidjo and Anushka Shankar. Interestingly, we recorded in London, but I'm pretty sure that was recorded in like multiple spaces mm-hmm. around the world, because they did have women singers from all over the world participating in that.
Mm. On your wish list of who you'd like to work with, who are the top five?
Top five? Oh, gosh, there's so many. I mean, I would love to collaborate with Mahmoud Ahmed at some point and Aster Aweke. I would love to collaborate with folks like Kendrick Lamar and Flying Lotus. That is too hard. Five is too hard.
You got four.
I know, but like, but priority
more.
Lists. And you know, I would love to collaborate with like a singer like I don't know, like the name that keeps. We lost so many legends. We lost so
yes.
many legends of music in 2016.
Yes.
And a lot of the people who were on my list of like ideal collaborations have like left this earth on that in that year of losing so many mentors. But yeah, Kendrick Lamar and SZA and Flying Lotus. And I just want to create collaborations that are unusual and also unexpected, and collaborations that break boundaries, you know, because I think that part of my message is that world music shouldn't be put in a box, and that it should be something that has relationship to all kinds of sounds, and that music can be a place that we can have community and that we can gain understanding about each other. So I feel like, you know, I feel like Ethiopian music and Ethio-American music should be able to collaborate with all kinds of folks. There's also an artist called Xenia Rubinos, who's based in New York, who I would love to collaborate with, and a rapper called Samus, who is actually Patrice Lumumba's grand niece, which is really interesting. But she's a rapper out of New York, and I just did a collaboration with an artist called Georgia Ann Muldrow, who is an MC and also a producer, and she did a remix for me and with me, and that was a really exciting collaboration as well.
What other kinds of music would you like to try and put out other than what you've been doing? Is there something like, you know, I want to try this kind of an album or this kind of a song? I want to do something, because you just said you always want to surprise people and keep them, you know, doing something different. What's on that list of, I want to do something like this?
Well, I think for me right now, though, I feel like I am not done with this Ethio-American, Ethio-jazz music. Like, mm-hmm. there's so much I want to do, but at the same time, I feel like I'm just getting started. Like, I've been at this music game for about 12 years now, you know, but I feel like it's only in this last album that I really was able to bring it all together, that I really was able to bring Ethiopian music, jazz, and singer-songwriter music into one single sound. I finally figured it out after 10 years of trying, so I ain't done yet.
Well, certainly, I mean, looking at all the accolades, you have one of the 100 best albums of 2017, according to the Sunday Times in the UK. And as I say, the list goes on and on. You were number 4 in the iTunes World Chart. number one on other world charts and jazz charts. So you have definitely got the accolades and accomplishments so far for the amount of time, for the amount of albums you've put out. And the future is bright because you're very young. So I know that there's a lot of great things yet to come from Eklete. We're going to listen to another song now off the CD. What's this called?
This is actually an interpretation. This song is called You Got Me, and it's an Ethio-Jazz version of the Roots and Erykah Badu's tune from 1999. And I made this arrangement, and we totally flipped the song and created a whole new musical bed for it. And the idea was to say thank you to hip-hop for making me feel seen as a young Ethio-American woman growing up in Brooklyn. And when Black Thought, the original rapper of these lyrics, called my name, this Ethiopian queen from Philly taking classes abroad, I was like, yes, yes, yes. Hip hop was the only place where I saw myself reflected as a young woman growing up in Brooklyn. And so this is my thank you to hip hop turning this Roots and Erykah Badu tune into an Ethio jazz melody.
It's called
You Got Me.
If you are worried about where I've been or who I so club I went to with my homies. Baby, don't worry, you know you got me.
Claire Crossings MacLeet is here, and she's given us some great music. Her latest album, When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. What's been the highlight for you so far?
Well, I think there have been a few highlights. First of all, just working with Dan Wilson, the producer that we mentioned earlier, was like a life highlight. He's one of the most sought-after co-songwriters in the music industry. And, of course, he's worked with all of the people we mentioned before, Adele, John Legend, Pink, Nas, the Dixie Chicks.
Just throwing those names around, huh?
You know, and and I was just so blown away that he was, like, actually down and willing and excited to work with me. And we've been just having that musical relationship has been one of the most amazing things ever. I was very honored to have three Ethiopian traditional musicians on the record as well, which was really, really cool. Idris Hassan and Asa Wundum was featured on two tracks, and Masale Asmamao on the Karar. And so that was really incredible to be able to have them next to somebody like Andrew Bird, who's just like a super well-known and world-traveling violinist and whistler. And he was featured on the record, and he's very beloved in like indie rock. And so I'm just like, yes, I'm creating this thing that actually doesn't exist anywhere else, and it's super fun. And then working with Preservation Hall Jazz Band, who are one of the carriers of the New Orleans jazz tradition, that place where jazz music was born. Like, having all those things together was a real highlight.
And you're very active in your community back in San Francisco. So what is the year? I mean, we just started 2018. So what is on your book ahead? What are you planning to do? I know you're touring, promoting the album, which is the album's about a year old.
Not quite. Not quite.
Just
8 months.
Yeah,
almost.
So are you working on the next album? Is there something? Because you said you had 100 songs and you picked 12 for this album. So,
well, yeah, I'm starting to write and compose for the next record as well. And, you know, that's a long process. It's a long process. And creativity for me is always about volume. So I just keep writing and writing and writing and writing and writing and writing.
Wow.
And then not everything you create is good. Mm-hmm. Like, out of 5 songs, I'll pick one.
Or really?
Out of 10 songs, I'll pick one, and then move forward with that. So got to do a lot of cooking, a lot of stirring up that creativity. Mm. So that's big on the horizon. I also just made a pilot podcast for Al Jazeera of a show called Movement. Mm-hmm. And it's about telling the story of global migration through music. And so we just went through that development and production process for the pilot itself. And now we're waiting to see what's going to happen with the show. So that's on the horizon as well. We'll see. I will keep you all updated. That's really fun to be able to tell that story, not just through my own personal experience of migration and music, but to be able to make space for other artists in that. And then we're going to Europe this summer as well, and we'll continue traveling and touring and playing music. And I'm also an ambassador for a project called Both Sides Now for Brighter Sound in Manchester, which is a wonderful cultural organization, and we're supporting the development of women songwriters across the UK. And that's something that's really important to me as well, supporting the development of women musicians and women's voices to be strong and heard in the world.
That's a timely message.
Yes.
I mean, it's kind of transcending everything we're doing these days.
Yes.
About female empowerment and equality. And
yes.
So it's great to have you as an ambassador, you know, one of the many ambassadors.
Many ambassadors for that, yes.
Well, you're wonderful. You're talented, you're beautiful, and we love the music that you're putting out. So thank you so much for joining us. If people want to get the new album, where would they go? Other than the obvious iTunes and Amazon, where can they get your album? Is it on your website?
Yes, you can find it on the website, MacLeetMusic.com, M-E-K-L-I-T, music.com. Or anywhere that you find music, iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube, you know, wherever you find music, there I am.
And people are connecting with you on Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, Instagram.
Yes, yes. And it's all MacLeet Music. So MacLeet. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all of that. Say hello. Mm. It'll be good to hear from you.
Okay, you want to tell people in Hausa? You can go right ahead. Now I'm Harik. No, I mean, you don't want to do that? No?
No. I'm a second hello. See y'all soon.
All right. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining us and being part of the show.
Thank you so
what
much.
What does MacLeet mean? Because it's a common name in Ethiopia.
Yeah,
I get a lot
it
of
comes from the parable of the talents in the Bible. But I had this one experience with a dear friend of mine who had a... It's in Ge'ez, the ancient Ethiopian language. My friend had this Ge'ez Amharic dictionary, and he looked it up in Ge'ez, Maklit in Ge'ez, and it said, one who knows the balance of things. So somewhere in there, between those two things, the meaning lies in between.
Lovely. I really enjoyed having you on the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you very much. Maklit is on tour right now, and you can go to her website and check her out, and maybe she's performing near you. Is this an international tour, or will you be internationally touring soon?
In the summer. In the summer, we will be all over the world.
Get the new album, When the People Move, the Music Moves Too. This is Border Crossings, and we'll continue now with a request from Quavo Diallo for Drake and God's Plan.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait. I make sure that Northside E. And still. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope. Someone watching it close, yup, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, roll, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
Border Crossings with Larry London on VOA 1.
How did I ever let you slip away? Never knowing I'd be singing this song someday. And now I'm sinking, sinking to rise no more. Ever since you closed the door, if I could turn turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you'd still be mine. If I could turn back the hands of time, then darling, you'd still be mine. Funny how time goes by and blessings are missed in the wink of an eye. Oh, why, oh, why, oh, why should one have to go on suffering? Every day I breathe, please come back to me. And if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine. Back the hands of time, then my darling, you still be mine. And you had enough love for the both of us, but I did you wrong. I did, but now I'm facing the rest of my life alone. Whoa, if I could turn back the hands of time, then my darling, you would be mine.
Crossings, you've got a request from Kenya and Boniface Courier, who asked us to play R. Kelly, If I Could Turn Back the Hands of Time. We heard God's Plan from Drake, which has been number one 5 weeks now, 5 weeks running, the latest from Drake and his newest EP. My name is Larry London, and you've got Border Crossings here on a Monday. I want to say hello to a whole bunch of folks who are listening and have checked in at facebook.com/VOA Larry London. Poavo Diallo, who we played a song for everybody in Sierra Leone. Israel Martins is tuned in Paraná, Brazil. And he's listening to Border Crossings. Brian Cabasso is with us in Zambia. Karuna Kantapal in India. I heard from Lamin Abdul Ture Jr., Cletus Clarks, Zach Waku, Joshua Boy Ado, who asked me about the iPad Mini we're giving away. It's on Facebook tonight, and the Facebook page is VOA 1 The Hits. So go to that Facebook page, and at 18:30 today, you'll be able to hear who wins the iPad Mini from the folks at VOA 1. So make sure you're there. Bijan Adams checked in at Facebook. Caleb Zedu, Chase Isak is with us. M. Subo Francis Godwin. Quadwo Boaki is tuned in Los Angeles, California. Kwabena Yeboah is also listening. Charity said hi, so hello, Charity. Dennis Andeyi. I heard from Kulf Samuel Hamarakiriro. Seth Akazimana. Vincent Maloba, Ephraim Marawi, Ernest Peber. Also got messages from Andrea Ogwal, Melissa Kaplan, Othniel Lusadani, Naka Emanuels, Q Nelson Kwarmi, Clifford Mulaima. I heard from our friends in Moscow listening to Border Crossings today. So hello to Michael, where he says it's 15 degrees below zero Celsius. And that is very cold. That is cold. Moscow freezing today. Michael, thank you for your message. Jaro Ali Nene, Samana Deo, and Vincent Maloba. We're going to play one more song and say goodbye. But before we do that, I wouldn't be doing my job if I didn't look at the Oscar results. The big Oscars, the Academy Awards for movies, were handed out last night. Shape of Water was the big winner. It's kind of a weird situation. This woman has a relationship with a fish. But it's not just a teeny tiny fish like you'd see on a plate at a restaurant. This is a man-sized fish. And so it's interesting. A very interesting movie. The Shape of Water. Congratulations. Best film. Best director. Best actress, Frances McDormand for Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Best actor was Gary Oldman in The Darkest Hour. And best original screenplay was Get Out, Jordan Peele. Lots of great awards. Best Supporting Actress, Allison Janney in I, Tonya. Best Supporting Actor, Sam Rockwell in Three Billboards Outside Ebbing, Missouri. Long, interesting name for a film. Dunkirk, which starred Harry Styles of One Direction, got the Best Original Score. And the Best Animated Film was Coco. And the Best Song from a Film, Remember Me, from Coco. All right, here's a song. Speaking of One Direction, here's a song request for Lola on Border Crossings from One Direction. And this is called They Don't Know About Us. So you got to tell them. It's Border Crossings, playing requests and dedications just for you.
People say we shouldn't be together. We're too young to know about forever. But I say they don't know what they talking about. This love is only getting stronger, so I don't wanna wait any longer. I just wanna tell the world that you're mine, girl. Oh, they don't know about the things we do. They don't know about the I love yous. But I bet you if they only knew, they would just be jealous of us. Was a believer. Every kiss gets a little sweeter. It's getting better, keeps getting better all the time, girl. They don't know about the things we do. They don't know about the I love yous. But I bet you if they only knew, they would just be jealous of us. They don't know about the up all night. They don't know I've waited all my life. I wanna tell the world that you're mine, girl. They don't know about the things we do. They don't know about the I
Border Crossings. One Direction, and that is a request called They Don't Know About Us Unless You Tell Them. Thank you so much for listening to the show. McLeet, thank you for coming in and joining us. Hugo, our intern producer, thank you for your help today. Thanks to Wagner, engineer, Vince, our director, and Dennis in Kenya, who just checked in. I'm Larry London. Have a great night. See you tomorrow. This is Border Crossings. We'll be back at 1500 Universal on the VOA1 Music Network.